and welcome to this EMJ podcast series addressing how to achieve more patient-centric care through same-day discharge for patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. This podcast series is brought to you by Terumo Interventional Systems. There are three episodes in the series. Firstly, looking at how patients are selected for same-day discharge and how procedures can be optimized for efficiency. Then we'll consider any barriers to introducing the system and gaining buy-in through multidisciplinary collaboration. And in the final episode, we will consider key insights into the benefits of same-day discharge and strategies for implementing an effective system. Dr. Matthias Brandt and Dr. Salvatore Brugaletta, perhaps you'd briefly like to introduce yourself, Dr. Brugaletta.
Yes, so thank you, Min, for this invitation. So I'm delighted to be here for talking about this interesting topic. So as you said, I'm an interventional cardiologist. I'm based in Barcelona in an academic center. So in our center, so we do perform every year more or less 1,200 PCI and also something like 300 structural heart procedures. And most of them, so especially for the coronary procedure, are done on a day discharge base.
Thank you. And Dr. Brandt.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I'm working at the University Clinic Salzburg and I'm an interventional cardiologist since 2012. We are doing around 3,000 to 4,000 cardiology procedures per year. And we have set up our same-day discharge clinic in 2022, and we're doing around 1,000 STD procedures per year at the moment. And the entire enterprise is rather new, but we are very excited and it has very nice feedback so far.
It'd be lovely to hear from perhaps each of you about why introducing same-day discharge can be beneficial for patients, for the clinicians and the hospitals. What are the main drivers for implementing a system? Dr. Brugaletta.
So there are many advantages, I will say. So as you said, for the patient, of course, the advantage is that the patient can stay home. So actually, so the stress of the patient also for the family. So it's reduced because the patient comes in the morning and then come back at home in the afternoon. So then there are also advantages for the hospitals because, as you know, so hospital, especially after the COVID-19, so are very full of patients. And so we, at least we may reduce the charge of the healthcare to the hospital. So by having this patient on the same day discharge. And they, so I could say that there are just, I mean, benefit for either the patients or for the hospitals.
And Dr. Brandt, what about the drivers for implementing the system where you are?
I will start with a personal experience. We started thinking about this after the COVID years because during COVID we had to let go a large number of cardiology nurses on the ward. So we were rather short of workforce due to staff shortages on the wards. And then I was actually very, very keen to try this form of treatment for a few years. So we said, well, why not do it? And one of the greatest incentives, I think, is to be more flexible so we can offer almost next day or 2 days in advance appointments for the patients. And as Dr. Brugaletta, as Salvatore said, it's very, very true. It's a misconception to think that patients want to be living, sitting or lying in a hospital room with all sorts of strangers around them. They want to be home. It's actually the major patient preference since a very long time. And of course, one incentive would be it's much cheaper than having more staff allocated to caring for patients on the wards. And it has been documented in a large number of trials. It's obviously no risk additive in outcome, either short-term 24 hours or long-term 30 days. So it does have very, very little drawbacks. There are, I think, a large overweight of positive aspects to it.
But of course, changing any system, introducing something new, has its challenges. So what are the critical first steps to take? Dr. Brugaletta, what would you recommend doing first to ensure success?
Yeah, I think that it is important, I mean, to get a person so appointed for this, I mean, organization, no? Because so when you want to start, I mean, discharge PCI, for example, so you cannot start from day zero, so from the scratch. But you need, I mean, for example, a nurse So who is in charge of all this process? Because someone has to inform the patient up front, someone has to follow all the journey of the patient inside the hospital, and someone has also to make a short follow-up, for example, the day after, just to be sure that nothing happened to the patient, and also as a sort of quality control, internal quality control, to be sure that everything is fine. So that, to me, is fundamental. So to have, a person dedicated, to all this process.
And Dr. Brandt, when you introduced the system, did you have any challenges, and did you have any strategies you found that helped you overcome them?
Well, yes. I think it's very, very important to follow a very solid work plan before you start an enterprise like same-day discharge clinic. The first thing we did is have a retrospective look at the last 2 months of the cath lab schedule, and then find out how many patients would fit at all. So is this something we can provide, or is this idea suitable for the patients we have? And then we calculated that there are about 20 to 30% of patients fitting for the procedure, considering of the distance to the hospital and the type of procedure we are trying to do. And having the feedback that the patient profile would be fitting, then we started to put the process in place. But I don't know if we will be getting to that later on, but I think it's a very, very sophisticated process. You have to talk to a lot of people. You have to give a lot of people their say in what we're going to do. You have to care about people's worries and people's what other people have heard about the process. Because for me, actually, one of the most striking aspects of same-day discharge PCI is that the idea is not new. Actually, it's very, very old. The first publications on same-day discharge PCI have been done in the late 1980s, mind you. So that was when the majority or when all patients have been done female access, aggressive antithrombotic therapy with apixaban and whatnot. For me, it's a very striking situation that you have a modification of treatment, which is very, very much preferred by patients, which is cheaper, which has the same degree of quality. And if you look at it closely, the core components, so the cath lab, the stents, the way you treat vessels is just the same. You've got no change whatsoever. So the applicability would be, if you think about it, would be very, very high. It would be very easy to implement it. So if you look at all these factors, it's a miracle that it has not gained much more traction during the last 15 years. And I think, as you've mentioned in the introductory passage, the greatest challenge, as Salvatore said for himself, is to overcome barriers and to find the concept that is fitting the individual clinic.
And it's interesting you touch on patients then and which patients might be suitable. What about those criteria then for selecting patients and indeed working out how to optimize patient safety? Dr. Brugoletto, what have you found is best there?
Yeah, patient selection is very important, especially at the beginning. I must say that, of course, not all the centers, when they start, this same-day discharge PCI, so may select the same patient's profile. Because, of course, when you start, so you are, for example, at the beginning of your learning curve, so maybe you are not feeling comfortable with very difficult PCI for having this same-day PCI discharge. So we start, for example, at the beginning of this journey, so with very simple PCI, and then so we expand, this protocol also to more even difficult PCI, like, for example, CTO. And for example, what we are doing today is also same-day TAVI discharge. So that is something that is important to consider. But when you start, so first you have to select those patients with very simple PCI, with very simple baseline characteristics, and also those, with a good familiar support, because then the patient has to go home. And if there is a problem, so which is very rare, but it may happen. So if the patient, for example, doesn't have any familiar support at all, for example, he stays alone, he cannot stay with one relative during the night. So that is, for example, a problem for same-day PCI, because no one can control the patient in terms of complication. So when I say complication, I'm not thinking about that, because that is something, we never saw so far. But for example, complication like bleeding, small bleeding at the level of radial access, or, for example, some small hematoma that the patient may be alert about. So, and that is always something that a relative can solve, because when you do this program, so you do, a teaching not only to the patient, but also to the relative that has to take care of the patient so during the night, and that to be aware of all the possible problems that can happen. So in order to solve, very, very easily.
Picking up on that then, Dr. Brandt, what about reassuring the patients and their carers about how well you're monitoring and managing any potential complications? How do you do that?
We were monitoring barriers and concerns about same-day discharge by a qualitative study, and we found that concerns or worries on the side of the patients are rather rare. So if you reassure them that the process within the cath lab, the PCI, the people standing at the cath lab table, the specialists implanting are the same, they feel quite reassured. And the majority of the patients we are treating find it rather relieving to be able to be sent home as a sign that the disease, whichever they had, is not that severe. As you said correctly, there is 1.5 to 5% of people where you have worries and where they say, I don't feel safe and I don't know what's going on, and my wife is rather, fragile as well. I don't know if she can help me. And from that standpoint, and in my experience from the last years, most patients are rather willing than non-willing to have it done as a same-day discharge procedure. And it's rather the patient saying, I'm living alone, but I really want to do this. Couldn't we just go ahead? And it's us. We have to step on the brake and say, rather not if you're alone at home. The major concerns we had was rather access site-based, not the general outline we would have as interventionalists about stent thrombosis or early rhythm disorders or something like that.
Well, that's been a really helpful introduction to same-day discharge. So thank you both very much indeed, Dr. Matthias Brandt and Dr. Salvatore Brugoletta. In the next episode, we're going to dive a bit deeper into some of those barriers and challenges that might put people off setting up the system. And you're going to help us understand how those could be tackled. So to our audience, thank you for listening to this first episode. And to find the other episodes, you can go to www.emjreviews.com. And we look forward to getting together for the next episode soon. Thank you.